The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, quoting from the Pasuk in Zechariah about Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaAsir, Yabahem L'Sasim L'Simcha, that the four fast days, the Tzom HaRevi, the four fast days, Keneged Chorban HaBayis, and originally Keneged corresponding to Chorban HaBayis Rishon, so you have Yud Zayin Tamas, or perhaps Tes Tamas, you have Tisha B'Av, you have a Tzom Gedaliah, and you have a Sarah B'Teva. So the Gemara points out there seems to be an apparent contradiction. On one hand, the Pasuk says Tzom, on the other hand, it says Tzom HaSimcha. So which one is it? So the Gemara gives us three levels of the fast day. So the Gemara tells us that when is it a Tzom? When there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's religious persecution, Gzeiras HaMalchus, then there's a Chiyuv. Perhaps me Divrei Kabbalah. And when the Beis HaMikdash is a Pashis, it's a Simcha. It's a Shaila about Tisha B'Av, but during when the Beis HaMikdash is up, it's a time of feasting. So we have a fast day and it's a feast day depending on when. And the Gemara says, if let's say it's a Beis HaMikdash is up, Beis HaMikdash is down, but no religious persecution like now, so then Rotum it's on him, Rotum Enim it's on him. So it's, Midina Gemara is an optional fast day. So the Rishonim point out, it might have been optional then, but Kfar Shovyu La Kachova, but today we've accepted the fast day as a Chova. So what does that mean? Kfar Shovyu La Kachova. So it seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim, and the Machlokas, the Machaber, and the Ramah. So the Machaber learns Pshat is, it's still, it's, the minig is that we are Machaber Tainis. We're not Machoyev to, the minig is, it's like we're voluntold, I'm volunteering to do something. So the minig is that we volunteer to Machaber Tainis. In other words, the Machaber writes when it comes to, even the Machaber agrees when it comes to Yom Kippur, V'chayim min HaTorah, Tisha B'Av, V'chayim min Drabban, and Tainis Esther, there's no need for a Kabbalist Tainis. Because they're with Mechuyev. It's only a Tainis Yochid, only something that would not Mechuyev in. So the Machaber learns that, he learns the other three are Ratzu Mitzanim, Ratzu Einu Mitzanim. And therefore, we have to be makabel tainis for the fast days. And the Ramah disagrees and says, no, the minig's mechuyev us to fast. In other words, on Yom Kippur, it's a din deraisa which obligates us. On Tisha B'Av, it's a din derabbanan that obligates us. That's a machol, because we assume it's a din derabbanan. The Taz writes, it's me different Kabbalah. We're going to come back to it. And then the Ramah, by Yud Zayin Tamas and the other fast days, the minig is mechayev. So according to the Machaber, we're volunteering, and therefore, if you're volunteering, so we know you need a Kabbalah's tainus. If you're mechayev, there's no need to be Machaber tainus. Because this way, how do we know? Because by, let's say, the Bahag, so the minig is that you announce the Shabbos before Bahag, that people are going to take on the fast. So why? Because you're being Machaber tainus. So according to the Machaber, then you should have to be Machaber Tainis for Yud Zayin Tamas, maybe the Sfar Damar, maybe the Shabbos before they are Machaber Tainis. And let's say that Machaber Tainis, they don't have to fast. Well, the minute they have to Machaber Tainis, the minute they have to volunteer to Machaber Tainis. So, and as well, the Gemara talks about it. In other words, you got to rinse out your mouth with water, let's say something which is Roy Lashti on a fast day. So the Gemara in Brachas discusses, does tasting require a bracha? Like you taste, I mean, you're not tasting and swallowing it, tasting and spitting it out. So the Gemara concludes, no bracha. So in, you don't make a bracha. So the Gemara says, but what about taste? Are you allowed to taste? Let's say you're fasting, you want to taste the soup or taste the chicken or the pizza, you want to know what it tastes like. So the Gemara tells us that when a person is makabel tainis, you take on a tainis yachid, it's like a din of a neder. It's like a minig tovah, you're taking on a neder. So that's the Gemara Shaila, is when we assume a person says they're not going to eat on, let's say, Yud Zayin Tammuz. What does it mean? Does it mean achil v'shtiya, only eating and drinking? But you let it taste or no? Or do we say tasting is included in in the Isser? So the Gemara says Tainis Yachid Lashem Bnei Adam. So we conclude Yachil Veshti is included, but not Teima. So according to the Machaber, then it should come out that it shouldn't be a problem. One could put the water in the mouth and spit it out. But according to the Rama, it might be difficult. That's what some point out. That's what you should do if you do it with toothpaste or with, mouthwash, which you assume isn't right, l'achila. So then, you could wash your mouth or maybe outside, and these fast days will make a difference. But that's the nakuda. What do I care if I say the minigs mechayivas like the Rama, or I'm volunteering? So you have to be makabel tainis, like Bahab. So according to the Machaber, you're makabel tainis. According to the Rama, you don't have to be makabel tainis. So that's a cool or a chumrah. The Rama says you don't have to be makabel tainis. However, what about tasting? So if you assume it's a tainis yachid, so then te'ima will be mutter. However, if you assume it's not a tainis yachid, it's a tainis sibor, because the minig at sibor is mechayeva, so then tasting would be more of an issue, not that we can't work it out. And that's the shaila. That Tosis brings down. So if you assume the Tosis quotes from I think Rabbeinu Chanano, maybe Rabbeinu Yechiel, that even Teim is Usur. Because why? Because it's like a fast mention in the Ksuvim. So it comes out according to the Machaber, it's like a tainis yachid, so then you have to be makabel tainis, but it's mutter to te'ima. According to the Rama, you don't need kabbalah's tainis, but in theory, te'ima would be a problem. And that's the whole issue here, the machokas by Meirev, we say by Meirev, what is a machokas in the Gemara, where the Aravis is Rishus Rechove, we pass into Rishus. However, Tosus goes to the Baha, Kvar Shav Yolah Kechove. What does it mean, Kvar Shav Yolah? Meirev is no longer. What's that? Is Meirev still a Rishus? But is the Pshat Minig is to volunteer Meirev or no? For a Shav L'Chove, like the Rama, means that now it's a Chove. So it seems that according to Rav Chaim learns and others, it seems to be a Machokas Rambam and Raivit. Because it's Halacha that if you remember, you started davening, so we don't mix. If you started davening something with Shem Chova, then you remember you daven, so therefore we can't turn it with Shem Nadava. So the Shai Lit, what about you in the middle of Meirev? And then you remember. So, what is Meirev a Chov or a Rishus? Because Kfar Shav look a Chov. According to the Rambam, he learns like the Machaber does by the fast days, and therefore it's only I'm volunteering to daven Meirev, so therefore it's okay. However, according to the Ravid, it's like no, Meirev is a Mechoyev, and therefore according to the Rav, it'd be a problem. So those are that's the issue. The question is, when we have by the fast days Kfar Shavu La Kechova, is it what's pshat in the fast days? So according to the Machaber, for the other three, the minor fast days, so you have to be makabel tainis. According to the Rama, we assume the minig is mechuyavas. My nafkamina, whether you have to make achraza to be makabel tainis. According to the Sfardim, yes, the Rama, no. However, according to the Svarim to Ima should be mutter because it's like a neder. It's only a tainus yachid. Well, according to the Ashkenaz, it should be a tainus zibur. And as well, that seems to be machlokas by, and that's the issue of right bracha and tasting. That's the issue by Meirev. According to the Rambam, it seems to be your volunteering to dava Meirev retains a rishus. Except I'm just obligated to volunteer in the right, but not the way it could be. There's a halacha that chasen and kala, we assume that you can't eat. Why? Because the assumption is because a chasen and kala is having a private simcha, but the fast day is a public simcha. So certainly according to the Rama, it's a public yantif. Punt of public fast day. But perhaps according to the Mechaber, maybe you can, if you argue it's a Tainus Yochid and not a, so then maybe then there's perhaps more room to be Mako. The Lacha seems to be that Chasen and Kala do not eat on Yud Zayin Tamas unless it's a Nidcha. And that's a pick up to the curse of a falls out on Shabbos.